When you look at this whiteboard, what do you see? If you're like most humans, you'll say, a black dot. Do not, I repeat, do not go through Hajj like that. Like what, you say? Do not go through Hajj noticing the black dots, noticing what's wrong. There's so many white dots, but they're almost invisible to us because we don't take time to be thankful for them. Take, for example, the food situation in Hajj. Either you're going to get a beautiful buffet, and if you're looking for the black dot, you'll say, SubhanAllah, look at our Hajj group and how they waste food. I'm so ashamed. Or you'll get an apple and peanut butter lunch, or no lunch at all. And then you'll say, SubhanAllah, we paid thousands of dollars for this Hajj group, and they're just so unjust, not fulfilling what they promised. Listen to me. The black dot will always be present if you look for it. And if you look for it, you'll find it. In the previous example, whether the Hajj group fed the Haji well or didn't feed him well, they got the brunt of his criticism. Instead, the Haji could have focused on the white dots, like, he's in Mecca. He gets to come for Hajj and be amongst the select few this year. The Kaaba's down the road from him. He got to hear the Adhan 5 times a day. He gets to pray Fajr with 500,000 people. He crossed the world in about 24 hours of travel time. And the list can go on and on. See, if you focus on the black dot during your Hajj, you'll feel stressed and ungrateful. If you focus on the infinite white dots and spend the time counting your blessings, you'll feel grateful and have a massive iman rush all throughout the journey, this journey of hearts. The choice is yours. The patient circle is a beautiful analogy that I have that illustrates why some people come back from Hajj as better people and why some come back from Hajj without changing their lives. Each one of us has tests in life that we can easily be patient for. For me, for example, I can be patient if I have to wait a few hours in the airport, or I have to deal with Hajj passport bureaucracies, or if the weather is a little on the desert, hot and humid side. I can be patient for those. Those are inside my patient circle. But then there are things which fall outside of our patient circle, i.e. things that if they happen, we choose not to be patient. For me, in the past, inshallah, that would be someone trying to vent complaints to me. What's it for you? What, if it happened, you would not be patient? So let's say during Hajj, Allah tests me. This guy sitting beside me is like the biggest complainer. All throughout the bus ride, he vents and whines to me. At first, I'm about to get really angry, but then I realize this is a test from Allah, so I choose to be patient. I smile, I realize it's just an old, scared senior who needs some love. My heart opens and I give him the bucket of love. He feels great, I feel great, and we become friends. Notice my patient circle has grown bigger. I'm now blessed with the patience to tackle even more tests that normally I wouldn't be able to handle. But let's say, on the other hand, in that same situation, that I choose not to be patient. Let's say when the senior starts whining, I shout back, I'm sorry, you've mistaken me for someone who cares. What happens to my heart at that point? It gets smaller, because now I haven't encompassed that point. Soon, even the smallest statements will start to annoy me, and my patient circle gets smaller. In Hajj, you must choose to be patient on that which normally you wouldn't be patient for. Be patient again and again until you come out of Hajj with a heart the size of a mountain, inshallah. If not, the consequence is that you'll come home in a semi-worse state than before you left. Not a pleasant way to spend your time and money. Note that being patient doesn't mean being silent when something wrong is happening. It means looking at the bigger picture and resolving the situation with thankfulness and mercy to your fellow sisters and brothers.